I'm a non-binary man, so there's a part of me that's not entirely man. And there's a part of me that's non-binary as well.
I identify as bi-gender. I'm a femboy, so I'm a man who sometimes or most of the time dresses up or experiences the female side of me.
All right, so we're out here in Pride 2018, Los Angeles, out here. Hey, dude, you dropped your, he dropped his spoon. Hey, man, you dropped your spoon. Hey, you can never be too safe. We got guys all around here spooning everywhere. But I'll tell you what, did that guy get some serious wood or what? This is Pride 2018. Don't drop your spoons. You never...
Do you remember when we could just laugh at leftists and just be like, by gender, what? And it was kind of crazy, and we thought this was like some weird niche in society that wasn't really going to gain any prominence. And then they started burning our cities down and trying to kill us and actually fortified an entire election and took over our entire country. On that note, I brought my guest today, Austin Fletcher of Fleckas Talks. I flew you in all the way from Florida.
I had to wear a mask. I did that for you. A lot of people in those videos probably could run for governor of California and do a pretty good job, maybe.
Yeah. At this point, those are probably the straightest people running for California governor.
Yeah. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Wore a mask on the plane. So
you paid your dues. I also have, of course, Kez from Crocs On, who's joined us as well. Are you bi-gender?
Back.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm just thinking about like that one guy in the pink onesie, and we laughed at him one point, but now there's like parents that are like going to prison because that kid is like, no, you have to call me this pronoun.
A femboy?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, but then now, and now they can go to jail for not acknowledging him.
Yeah.
In fact, he might actually be the governor of Texas soon at the rate that we're going here with Californians.
Sheesh.
Here. So we're going to be talking, guys, a lot about the evolution of leftists. In just a few years, what we've seen in our country is this sort of bracket of society go from being something in the outskirts and the fringe to becoming what America is. And I, of course, brought Fleckas On because we've been at the front lines of what we've now found out is an historic war of culture. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I'm a top 17 host of the best worst show on Blaze TV, Slightly Offensive. We got confetti. Can we give everyone a little confetti? We got confetti for Kez. Got confetti. Yep. This kind of 8K graphics that you guys expect to get. We have a lot of amazing clips, funny clips, and some very sad things as well. If you wanted to know how we got from insanity to straight up government sanctioned homosexuality and riots, well, we got a show for you. Before we jump into today's story, I got to tell you something. Guys, you guys have seen crypto. You guys have seen stocks, stonks, whatever you want to call them. And you know that things are pretty unpredictable and you don't know how to get ahead. Well, that's probably because you're not using carnivore trading, who can help you gain historic gains. And I'm not talking about just the body. I'm talking about moolah and the wallet. Yes, according to Carnivore Trading, who spotted several key indicators, but the biggest profits will come in sectors even Wall Street experts miss. See, Carnivore Trading helps you to be not an elite, but to think like them, because they're an elite squad of strategists who influence major Wall Street investors. And when you subscribe to Carnivore, you'll receive real-time text alerts of explosive trades that they're making for their elite clients. A lot of you guys don't know how to keep up on things. You look and go, man, I missed a good trade. How did I not know how to make money on the stock market? If you're like me, I didn't know. That's why Carnivore Trading comes in and gives you the expertise that you need. So what happens is you can mirror their trades with your discount broker or pass. But why would you pass when their trades routinely crush the S&P 500? They also guarantee that you will earn 5 times your monthly subscription or double your money back. So basically, they back up their product, guaranteed that you'll make money. So anyways, the market looks to be one on the verge of a massive upswing, as they say. Get on the sidelines and off the sidelines and mirror Carnivore's trades. And right now, you'll get 2 weeks free. Visit getourtrades.com and use promo code OFFENSE, OFFENSE. That's getourtrades.com. Again, that's getourtrades.com. Use promo code OFFENSE to find out how to become a master lord mega trader without having to go to the Ivy League schools. So obviously, a lot of you guys may not know, most of you may know, that Fleckas and I, that video was the first time that we met. We met at Pride 2018, not because either of us were attending Pride, but because we basically realized that there was this entire sector of life in Los Angeles that I think the whole country didn't realize was breeding. And that was these radical leftists who were essentially like promoting mental illness, promoting, you know, psychological disorders, and were trying to make it mainstream culture. And we were trying to turn that into entertainment and to show the country, hey, look, don't be like these people.
Yeah, that's how I knew you and I would get along. Because when we met at that, you had bits prepared. We were like, hey, drop the spoon, I'll pick it up. And I was like, I like this guy. He's preparing ahead with his bits. But yeah, those are the people that we thought we would expose and like make, you know, kind of make light of the situation, make fun of the situation. And now those are the people that are actually trying to take control of the country. And if like the silent majority stays silent, those are the people that are going to continue to take more and more ground. So it's actually really scary because clearly they're mentally ill.
Yeah, and this was just 3 years ago that we used to laugh at the phrases like bi-gender, and now we could probably get deleted off of YouTube for laughing at bi-gender because we're bigots. But I want to explain this. So when you guys want to know how crazy things were, do not laugh at this next clip because this makes you a really evil person. We're actually really supportive of this. We have probably, after Caitlyn Jenner becomes the governor of California, we have a nomination for a lieutenant governor of California, the Goddess Bunny. I ran into this individual at Pride, and this was the kind of people that were actually at the front of the parade. Let's go ahead and cue the Goddess Bunny.
I am the Mucho Grande Me M and mucho grande and
awesome. Well, thank you very much. You enjoy it?
Okay.
You know what? That sounds like me every time I go to Starbucks and I'm trying to put an order. Mucho grande. Like I don't know what order I'm getting. Oh my god.
Okay, so I'm not laughing. This is actually a transgender disabled activist called the Goddess Bunny. And the purpose of this was that when you moved to LA from New York, I was living in LA. We started to realize that the hipsters were going away. This was not about style and just being edgy. Like there was a subculture that was developing that was coming out of the middle of nowhere. And this event had like tens of thousands of people. This was becoming mainstream culture. And when you put someone like the Goddess Bunny on screen, there aren't words.
They are clearly drunk as well. Goddess Bunny, absolutely. Like you said, the people who are taking control, it was from their victim status. So if you had something that you couldn't control, or if you're a little different than everyone else, like you lead with that to the point where you get extra credit points. And then like the least like exotic fun thing you can be is like a straight white male. So for us going into those events, like we were kind of standing out because everyone else had all these like cool things to show off and like leather outfits and their butt, stuff that we wouldn't really lead with, you know, Kez?
Yeah, I know. But now the Goddess Bunny is in the front lines of the Antifa getting pushed around and thing. But it's like these people, it's like they seem not innocent, but almost like, why should I be afraid of you? Anyone who will see you will just crack up laughing and like even like Elijah and that thing like, oh, great. All right. Well, you know, enjoy your day. And everyone's like, yeah, like, okay. Like these people like whacked out. And now, like Elijah said before, they're burning down our cities. Like what happened? Was it because of you guys making fun of them all the time that they just like snapped mentally?
I think that could be part of it. Because like you said, like we're nice. We don't care. We're not going to mock you. You have some stuff going on.
Right.
Fine. But now you want to put me in the gulag?
Yeah, these are the people. That's what she was referencing. This is one of the most famous pictures I ever took, which just shows you, like, we were laughing at this picture even as early as 2019, going, oh, look at these people. Like, the Goddess Bunny is now leading the charge. But little did we know, the Goddess Bunny would not only be throwing Molotov cocktails at police officers, but they'd be getting released on their wheels with impunity. And so it's like they were rolling right out of the police precinct.
One day Goddess Bunny will look at us while we're in the gulag chained up and she'll give us the he does not live.
Dude, okay, so let me explain this to people. So the point was is that we were there, we were in LA, we were having fun with these people. You can go check out these videos. There's a lot of these things actually wouldn't even be allowed on YouTube today. There is actually some of these videos I filmed have been removed from YouTube after the fact. But we decided that we were going to milk it. And the reason why we were able to laugh at these people, if we can go to the next video, we ran into like people like this guy, like the LSD fish guy who was a mainstay. He was usually one of the leaders. And I want to remind you, before you watch this guy performed on stage at a Bernie Sanders rally in Los Angeles. And so do not tell me this is a fringe character. He was given stage time and this was his performance.
I need a grub, I need a grub, I need a grub, a bunt, and I believe I can cook a bunt. I need a grub.
Okay, so you see me like, this was always our face, just like, okay.
We really learned how to like stay calm under pressure because you two, like the deadpan, the body language, the reassuring head nods, like, oh, cool, tell me more. But when you get one like that on the hook, you can't let it go. That's just like what I call a pay pig.
Yeah.
That'll keep paying even after the video's out. That's a pay pig.
And he became a normal mainstay. We ran into him probably like a dozen times over the course of like 9 months.
Every protest, regardless of what it was about, he was there front and center singing his songs every single time.
And you know if you get him, you know, if you get him on camera each time, it's like, all right, this video will be pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, he's here. Like this video will be decent.
He knows what's up.
And you're like, and you would film him and be like, this is the most coherent argument anyone's made. But like, why is everyone talking like this? Like, like, why is everybody like, I'm bi-gender femboy.
Everyone affirms it. And people talk like that and they go, oh yeah. Well, I'm a demi boy queer, but you know, there is a part of me that's a boy.
I'm part
and
potato chip.
It's like, and everyone's like, oh yeah, well, what? Well, catch a load of this. I'm, you know,
Bragrada.
I know. And everyone just goes around affirming each other, patting each other on the back. And so then you get Fishman and you just go, okay.
Yeah,
and people are like, no, he's probably the performer at Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Can we play that one more time? Can we get that sound up? So if you watch all the videos,
pure alarm.
No, but it was real.
But they want to kill us too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, kind of scary.
So where's Fishman these days? Where is he?
Right. But it quickly turned, and you know this, it quickly turned from like social events. This is how the leftist evolves. So we started with these social events, and then we started getting into these more concentrated, regular people at events. Like you have the RevCon. This is when Antifa started rising. Like 2018 was like really their year. When they were around 2017, 2016, we had Antifa in DC, but they hadn't really like become a mainstay at protests. Even in LA, they didn't become a mainstay in LA till 2020, actually. So we ran into these people and we would have fun with them. This was before they wanted to slit our throats. There was this dystopian fire that happened and they decided to have a protest. These are all great videos. But you can see we ran into this man, Bo. Bo is famous for doing what?
Bo Jiden.
What did he do? No, Bo, with the neck beard?
Oh,
what did he do?
Is he the heavyset guy?
Oh, didn't he beat up a trans?
Yeah. He beat up a trans. And also, he didn't vote. I interviewed him. I go, he's like, we have to get out here, do whatever we can, and take back the country. Like, it's more important than ever. And I was like, who'd you vote for? And he just goes, I didn't vote.
Wow.
And you're like, he was too busy beating up Blair White. Let's go to this. So we started picking up on the fact that there was not just to interview people, but there was a good way to prove these people are dumb and not serious, even though it's a serious thing. And so this was like one of like the protests with Austin and I together and the development and the evolution of like, this is what it turned into from social events. Let's play that.
One of our favorites. He wants to grind.
Stay away from him.
Yeah, listen, listen to a man with a neck beard. That's probably...
Oops, sorry, Austin. And see, there's the guy banging. We always had to get those shots, huh?
Do you know where I could throw away this gum? I have a gum I want to throw it away. So, are you our handler today?
Abe says his hand on me.
This doesn't have a camera. It's a microphone. You can't cover it with a poster. It doesn't work like that. Sound travels through posters.
Sad for them, but it wouldn't. It would be. It's less sad because they want to kill us
nice.
And put us in the gulag.
Nice.
Everyone wants to know where the masks are.
It gets around signs very easily.
We're so polite to them.
And the natives awesome. Dancing, always.
Could you leave us alone, please? We're trying to live in freedom here. Just trying to live in peace. Has anybody seen a Chipotle? I'm just trying to get rid of this gun.
Okay.
They were the ones that were the most serious. Like everyone else, like in the first videos, like they were like demi queer. Those guys were just like trying to have fun. At every protest, the Bows and that group, the Refuse Fashion, they were always really serious. They never smiled to anyone. They were always like, they always knew they were going to burn down America. That was always their plan.
Yeah, they hate America.
Yeah,
and it's 100%. Like some people can debate, and I've always said this too. It's like a liberal and a conservative. might not agree on everything, but they have more in common than a liberal and a leftist. Mm-hmm. And the mistake is making it a binary thing. Are you left or right? Because then a lot of people just assume, well, I'm center left, and then they fall into the leftist category.
Right.
Those people hate the country. Those people want to tear it down and replace it with like one of their half-baked ideas. They're not like, oh, we need to improve this way and make it better. Mm. They're like, oh, we need to destroy everything and start fresh and put the Demi Boy and the God Bunny and put these people in charge.
Because if the weakest people are in charge, then you really are. And that was the whole point, was to get the people that are not in charge in charge, so that behind the scenes you could pull the strings. And it wasn't like, so that what was crazy though, people don't understand, is like, this is on the tail end of a lot of these people had a big movement up front. Right when Donald Trump got elected, there was this real momentum, especially like in Los Angeles, where people were thinking, wow, we're going to take to the streets.
Like Women's March.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people were a part of that. And then it died down because there was no hype anymore. There was no virtue signaling. The economy started getting better. Things just start. We were, you know, starting not getting into new wars.
Yeah.
We were starting to see actual progress in the country. And so people just got kind of lazy and tired. And these people lost momentum. And we thought it was funny to be like, losers. Like, I was like, what a loser.
But their group as well is like, the Refuse Fascism group was always like five of them, but they were so serious. But the rest of the protest was everyone just like, woo!
Like Native people dancing.
Yeah, but I wonder if we didn't take those five serious guys of the group so seriously, and maybe they radicalized everybody else.
They should have been arrested.
Yeah.
Those are going to be the future leaders of the country. And when we saw them at the protest, it's like Apple when it was in the garage, you know, Microsoft in the garage.
Right.
And they want to be in charge, not because they deserve it or there's merit to or there's good ideas they have. They want to be in charge because the way things played out, it put them at the bottom of the totem pole.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, to make it even, let's take the bottom of the totem pole and put it on the top.
Mm.
But it's like, was the reason you're on the bottom of the totem pole because people hate you and are bigots and racist or whatever, or because of how capable you are and kind of how it panned out?
Yeah.
So they try to do that's what they do in history too. They want to rewrite history. And I was making a joke about this with Elijah yesterday, like the characters you guys have, the dolls and the wheelchair dolls for the show. Like Netflix is going to do a show one day where they rewrite the moon landing and it's like 1960, whatever. And they're going to have like trans people on the thing, putting a trans flag and a person in a wheelchair and a Demi Boy. And they're going to say, oh, that's history. And they're going to rewrite history that way.
They already
that's
are.
What's
and like,
coming.
And this is what I'm saying. So like, as we were trolling them, this is where we started to see them become radicalized with like this organization, with thinking that they could create a world without us, like rewrite history. We went to one of their protests and we would rate their signs. We'd have fantasy picks. And we had one of the first times where together, I think they both targeted us and we were starting to learn counter tactics. So like, this is what we were starting to learn. So if we can play this, they started calling us fascists, right? This was before they called us trolls. Then they started calling us fascists. So it got militarized at that point. We were no longer just right-wing people. We were like one step next to Nazis.
Like, trolls is like, oh, they're like YouTube trolls. They're just like making fun of us, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Don't fascists, feed the trolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Don't feed the
Kill
trolls.
Kill the fascists.
Fascists
don't
is like,
feed the trolls.
Check it out. So this is where it happened. Watch us. Watch
fascists
us. We started
take action if it's
moves,
fascist.
Moves and counter moves. So here's their move. Check this out.
It doesn't matter as much as we know who's being sexually assaulted as the idea of fighting against the patriarchy.
Here's another Baglada. Watch.
I think the first one, you know, the first sounds more it makes more sense to me, you know.
It's like creepy young guys go home. That was us,
remember?
Here's
the key thing. I did what you did right now, where they started going, creepy guys go home, fascists. And I just stayed looking like this and just didn't acknowledge them. And then it died down because we didn't feed back. We didn't feed them.
And then also another trick when that happens to you, it's a big group. No one really knows what's going on. So they start saying, fascists go home. They don't know who they're talking about. So you just turn and you point to the guy next to you and you go, fascists go home, fascists go home. Just blame it on them. And then, you know, it's mob mentality. It's really easy. And then don't freak out too much. Control your energy. Stay calm. And eventually it fizzles out. Or it'll escalate worse and they'll attack you.
So you knew that, but wait, ready for this. Practice what you preach, they say. So this actually happened in real life. This has happened to me before too. People have probably already seen that in the front steps. I've done this many times. I grabbed the megaphone and I told them, like, I started yelling at myself on the megaphone and then everyone got really confused. But this also happened to you too
at USC.
Yes, watch this. Let's play this.
Come here.
Racist, go home. Racist, go home. They got him. They got him. They got him. They got him. They got him.
Oh. There's Bo, front and center.
They got him. Mm-hmm. All right, they got him. They got him. They got Fleckers. They got Austin Fletcher. He's the racist. Oh, shoot. Dude, where are the racists at? I don't know. Where are they at? Shoot. Wait, where are they going?
And yeah, that was my technique
for
that.
You can be there as much as they do.
Yeah, so
ended up working pretty well. My technique for that, they say, racist, go home, racist, go home. And everyone's kind of like, oh, something's going on over here. And they look over and they don't know who's getting yelled at. So then I just went to the guy next to me and I was like, racist, go home, get this guy out of here. And they kept going.
Yeah, just point to someone.
Yeah.
That's him.
And then someone's like, yeah. And then like half the crowd's yelling at the wrong guy because they don't know what's going on. And then another trick too, which I did in that video as well, when the crowd's going crazy like that and they're yelling at you, I turn it into an intro. So everyone's yelling at me. I go, hey, guys, it's Fleckus. This week I'm at USC, and all these college kids are really mad. And it's like the perfect intro. Then I'm like, thanks,
so
guys.
Good.
Like, we're good. I got the intro. And they all started, like, stopping their chants, and then they felt really dumb because they gave me great content. Can't just milk them. Milk the entire city of L.A. for 3 years. Mm. By the time I left, they even knew what hit them. Absolute Italian job. I'm out of there. Dealer hands.
Wow.
Bye. Now they try to find me. I'm long gone. Looking up my old address from three addresses ago when I lived downtown. I'm in Florida now, and I have a Draco. Bye.
Well, before we jump into the next part, I'm going to tell you about the next evolution that we started getting into, which was these social movements of calling out the BS in the actual cultural media, not just at protests. But before we get into that, I got to let you guys know something important. I got a Vegas trip planned with my wife. It's going to be a great time to relax. They're going back to 100% capacity. But I also know that I'm going to be traveling on the plane. I'm going to be going outside. I'm not going to be wearing my mask. And I need something that's like, you know, water resistant to listen to my music. I need something that has a long battery life, which is why I got to tell you about something that is not only affordable, but is also awesome. Comes in great colors. It's called Raycon headphones. And it's what I will rely on when I'm traveling, no matter what, especially because they have a 24-hour battery life. Whether it's for work or play, a lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. Maybe you don't have headphones. Maybe you're like me and you lost your headphones. Headphones and sunglasses, I just lose all the time and I have to replace them. It sucks, but it's true. So my advice to you is, buy some Raycons and take them with you. So a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. And that's the most important part, is that people say, well, it's like a lot of things are just overpriced. And a lot of things, you're out there like, I want something that's good, but also fits my budget. That's why Raycons look great, but feel even better for the wallet. And they feel amazing in the ear. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips, including for a comfortable in-ear fit. I find myself to use, I don't know what it is, maybe I have small ears, but the smaller tips feel better in my ear. Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. They're actually very small and they fit calmly in your ear. They don't just have anything, you know, they're not going to get pulled out. Please, at any point, I'm going to tell you this, is their 24-hour battery life is honestly what makes them the best. I have a couple pairs of headphones, actually, that I've acquired over the years. My dog ate one of the ones of my other pair. But what's really nice is that while the other ones will die, these ones don't. And so you can use these, take them to workouts, to work, whatever it is, they are a must-have for the daily grind. And listen up, they're offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon, that's buy, B-U-Y-R-A-Y-C-O-N, buyraycon.com/offensive. That's buyraycon.com/offensive and get 15% off your entire order. It's already a good deal, but you grab your pair, grab a spare, get one for a gift, 15% off at buyraycon.com/offensive. That's buyraycon.com/offensive. So we ended up moving away from some of these things. We were getting targeted, so we had to move into some social movements, and we realized that there was potential for these videos, and we had some of these, we got into posters. We started making poster things. Jussie Smollett, which you call?
Jussie Smollett, he's a fake hate crime guy.
Yeah, so we decided to start doing non-controversial things, like raising awareness for leftist propaganda, like at UCLA, and this was the result. Let's play a video, that last video.
Help stop fake hate crimes, guys. This is the third fake hate crime that got the news. Real hate crimes are not recorded on the news. The news doesn't care about minorities or gays. They care about pushing an agenda.
Okay, great.
It was so nice, too, because Elijah would always be the one carrying the sign. Because I would, like, hate to do something like that. Like, hold the sign with something, like, kind of offensive on it. So, thank you, Elijah.
Yeah.
I was able to really work around you and in your wake and get some great content without humiliating myself.
That was so controversial back then, though. Like, we took, like, Jussie Smollett, like, a black guy crying, a gay black guy, and we're like, faker. People were walking by, like, F you! And this was, like, before people really knew it was fake. Like, we were calling this out prematurely.
Because we were ahead of the news. Like, we got the news, and we were, like, following every single thing. So, like, the average scroller is like, oh,
they hadn't proved it yet, though.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, we think it's fake. And we knew it was fake up front. We're like, oh, he's friends with Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Okay. Fake hate crime. Fake vice president.
Yeah. Exactly. So we knew, and then it was like kind of on like the breaking news, the forefront of the breaking news, and it you know, it led to some good conversations. And I think most people, when they heard us, we weren't as offensive in real life as they thought. We weren't hateful people. We just told them some facts they didn't hear yet, and they're like, oh, that's pretty normal. That's rational. And then once they agree with us a little bit that it was rational and like, yeah, maybe he did fake it, now they're out of the progressive mob without even realizing it. So it was actually a brilliant technique that I made up.
But, you know, look, you bring up this good point. So, like, we go from this, so we're, like, on the cultural, we're on the culture, we're on the front, we're on the front end of going to protests. So then you and I started speaking around the country. I don't know why people paid us to speak around the country.
I used to show up to the speeches in this outfit. Yeah. We're like, hey, like, wearing basketball shorts and a t-shirt. Like, all right, here to speak.
We would show up and it'd be like, people started protesting us. So we went to Nebraska and we started traveling.
I think it was Kansas.
Oh, same thing. Yeah, sorry to people who live there. It's all just
ballpark.
There. Yeah, it's like in that region. We went to speak. Now, what we didn't realize is that, like, now the Antifa and, like, hardcore extremism has moved to everywhere in the country, but it didn't move yet. And we didn't know that. However, so these people decided to protest our event. And we decided to infiltrate our own protest and become protesters at our own event. But to show you how much I overcompensated, but also undercompensated. Just watch this. Speaking of filler time, this video is funny. Go ahead and just play this video. This is the deadpan of the original deadpan of me first infiltrating the protest.
Say it loud. Say it
so they're
clear.
Here.
Immigrants are welcome here.
They see me in the back. Loud, out there.
Immigrants are welcome
Wait.
Here.
Say it loud. Blaze Media clear. Shirt on.
Oh my gosh.
Make sure they hear us up in that room. They have just that thin level of glass right there, and we want them to hear us the whole dang time.
And you were right in the crowd with them. That's amazing. That is so good.
And the chant of immigrants are welcome here, it's interesting because at that time, we probably weren't like too going even hard on immigration or anything.
We're just laughing at people.
But now, they were probably right. Less immigration. No offense, guys. No offense. No offense, guys.
But you know this stuff too, because this is when we used to laugh. Even you were safe to go to these things. Because like, if you play that video from the beginning, don't put the sound on. But like that, I think that girl, the one in the pink, if you can pause that, it says feminist forever on her shirt. You have Chrissy Mayer wearing a green condom on her head. She's coming in on Wednesday's show. I don't know what she's doing there. Young Chrissy Mayer. And like these guys, you know, like there's that feminist pen is mightier than the sword. You know, that guy who wants to get laid in the blue t-shirt. Yeah. Why with any of those girls? I don't know. I don't know if they even identify as one, but it's like, I came like dressed up as like premature Antifa and these kids were like,
they weren't even ready for that.
Yeah.
They weren't ready. Well, what happened was, I need you to find the screenshot so we can send it to Sav to overlay by the end of this, the picture of you and the bun. I couldn't find it. It must be in your thing.
I could set it up.
Well, yeah, set it up and we'll put the.
And then I had a little bit of a disguise myself. I was a little more, not subtle, but less aggressive than Elijah's outfit. He had like an Antifa outfit.
Were you wearing the same outfit you're wearing right now?
Basically.
Basically, but plus something to hide my face. And this was before masks, so check this out.
Wow.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
So, bunny outfit.
Yeah. So bunny outfit.
They did not suspect that.
They did not suspect. So you came. So then I decided to speak out against myself, but take it up a notch and just like take up the protest as a troll because they were being too mellow at our own protest. And they got frustrated that I was a better protester against myself than they were. Watch. They got mad at me for protesting myself hardcore. Watch this.
Yeah. First of all, honestly, fuck white supremacy and fuck fascism. Honestly.
Excuse me, like secondhand embarrassment.
That's the point.
I want to let you guys all know that we got a lot of people staring at us around here. And I want to say, I'm going to give you a chance. Everybody standing here, do you denounce bigotry? Do you actually?
Oh my gosh.
With that Keep America Great Again hat. With, you can wear that in public.
Oh my gosh.
And you can just say that. Can you say that? Can you say fuck white supremacy?
So that was Jaden McNeil. Jaden's a griper now too. Jaden said F white supremacy. He said it on the thing. So Jaden's against white supremacy.
Yeah.
And my back sweating from watching that. That's on the record. Uncomfortable.
I know, but that's the best part is that like we protested ourselves better than they could.
But why were they all silent? That was so awkward. And I wonder if they went home and were like, we were shouting into the window. We were saying, we hope they're here in the window. And they were amongst us. And then spoke to us and got us to agree with them. Like, if I was one of them, I would go home feeling really embarrassed and I would quit protesting full time because I would just quit it.
They did. They dissipated after we totally destroyed their entire
protest.
Did
you reveal yourself?
Yeah. And people can watch these videos. These are all on the channels. Like, you can watch versions of these, all of these. But I like how they were like, that guy backed down, total beta, just like walks away like, oh.
But even you are very awkward the way that you did that. Like, it's so awkward.
And that
like,
was because you were trying to act like them, I bet. You were trying to be awkward like they are, not because you're naturally that way.
Well, right. Kind of said this was a very awkward protest. They're always awkward. People don't realize when you're at these things, they're very, very, very awkward. And I would like to say I might have radicalized these people. And that was at Jaden McNeil's school. And they like essentially tried to get him like kicked out of school and everything. Everyone was saying, oh, he's a white supremacist. He's on record saying F white supremacy. If you were for something, why would you be against it publicly on record?
That's a perfect chance to go ahead and shout your beliefs. And he wore a suit. We had a nice time. We gave a nice speech.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was fine. Everyone loved it. Like, they really were reaching with their claims. And then we humiliated them on camera. So when the next speech comes, hopefully we ran so other people could walk. Is that the phrase? Mm.
And to show you how nonviolent things were at this time, we could still troll Antifa in Portland.
Yeah.
In Portland.
Oh, yeah.
We have a few clips here. There's one more with me and you, and there's one in the beginning. I want to start out by showing you. This was our video called Portland the Musical.
Oh.
Portland the Musical, which would be a really great actual musical. That would be a good idea. So this is basically what was happening. So we were at a Dinesh D'Souza and Brand Strock event in Portland. And to show you how our relationship, by the way, as many of you know, this show has changed with Portland Antifa and how radicalized they've become since 2019. This is an event that we went to with Andy Ngo. Andy Ngo
was next to us
in Portland with Antifa walking around in a suit. Check this out. Let's play the first timestamp.
Be gay, do crime.
Be gay, do crime.
So be gay, do crime.
Be gay, do crime.
Oh,
why are you flipping me off? You don't even know who I am. I'm a nice guy, and literally, I would buy you. I would, if you were sick, I would pay for your hospital bills. Like, that's the kind of guy I am.
I wouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
And I wish blessings upon you, not curses. And I hope that you have a fruitful.
I hope
life,
he gets arrested.
Financially blessed.
Actually, my heart's been hardened.
And I have nothing but favor. I'm not even a mean guy. This guy too. I like this guy too. We like his green hat, and then you're flipping me off, and we're like, there's no need for that. Oh, hey. Oh, you don't want to block a camera.
I do.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Okay, you could do it then. Yeah. He gets a pass. He can try to block the camera. Go. Yeah, it's a game. It's a game. It's a game.
It's a game. I'll just see you out. I'm proud.
Okay. So
we just make fun of them to their face. I remember telling one guy, like, saying, I can't say it on this. We'll have to censor it. But I remember just, like, looking at him and being like, you're not tough. Like, you're soft. And he was just kind of like, but now you do that, they'll throw a brick at you or poop in a water bottle or something.
In a condom and splash it on your face.
I'm so happy nothing happened to us that bad.
Well, I've had a few bad
you
things.
You had, yeah, the guy tried to shoot you and you've been attacked. And
concussions and a few different
punch
things.
In the face.
But it's not a very threatening statement to say, be gay, do crimes. It's like, be gay. So like, bend over, let someone like, you know, and then,
that's, break the law as well.
Huh.
It used to be be gay is a crime. It used to be gay is a crime.
Oh.
Now it's be gay and do them.
Well, we should have listened to them because from the majority of Antifas that you've interviewed, they are all homosexuals.
They're pansexual.
And pansexuals and demi boys, queers, all of it. And they ended up doing crimes.
Is that part of the LARP? Is that part of the
thing? Is crime like a gay stripper? And they're just saying like, be gay and do crimes.
Oh.
Like his name's Crimes and he's like an oily, like shirtless, hairless, like stripper.
I don't know.
Crimes?
I feel like it's maybe it's hot to be like, hey, I threw a Molotov cocktail at a cop and they're like, oh, boy, you gay, son.
It's a prerequisite. Is homosexuality a prerequisite for criminal activity in
100%,
Portland?
100%.
I didn't say it. They did.
They need to do anti stuff. So it's like, break the law because the law is like the truth and the thing you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Break the law. So it's like the natural truth would be like if you're a man, you date a woman, you gotta break that. So it's like I don't know if they're even gay. Mm. They're just trying to go against whatever they think was set up as like the norm and like whatever you should be. Oh, you're a man, you should date a woman. Oh, yeah, I'm a demi man and I'm gonna date a girl or a pan boy or whatever. Yeah. And like they think that's good because like they're acting out, but what they don't realize. It's basically on like the core fundamental level. They're just like rejecting God.
Yeah.
So whatever the universe is created in a way where it's like
rejecting
even
truth,
imbalance.
God.
And, yeah.
Any,
they just want to turn stuff on its head and do the opposite.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, I'm supposed to do this. Oh, I'm not supposed to be mean to a pregnant lady. Oh yeah, watch this. I'm going to yell in her face and call
her
a bitch.
Watch me yell and attack old people as they walk around.
Go like this.
Let me go into restaurants while people are just minding their own business and start screaming at them and eating their food and things like that. Like, let me be the worst person and be gay. And that's what I'm, that's the person
the
I'm
going
to be.
Flip the world on its head. Do the opposite.
Yeah.
That's what their motivation is. It's like,
they
cool.
love it and they feel happy about it. They feel proud because everyone pats them on the back, says you're gay. Sick. Like that is the sickest thing. When it used to be like, it used to not be a sick thing to be gay. It was like, you're gay. Oh, that's not so cool. But now it's like, oh, you're gay. Shoot.
Yeah.
You're sick.
You get points for that. And it's like, I thought we were just trying to not take points away for that. Now we have to give points. So it's like, the goal, it used to be like, all right, you know, the straight white people, according to them, were here and everyone else was like below them because of how society panned out. And instead of just being like, okay, everyone's equal, and you're on the same playing field, now they think they have to bring it to here to compensate for the lost time. But now you're just taking the whip from one hand and putting it on the other. So they're saying like, oh, you attacked us for so long, treat me equally. They're not doing that. They're saying you attacked us for so long, now it's our turn to attack you.
Yeah.
And it's like, I didn't attack anybody.
Yeah. Watch me burn down this black person's business.
But look
at this. So because white people are mad about it.
Go to this on my screen real fast. Okay, so like that you bring up the point. Like I ran into this demon nun that had breasts exposed and this mermaid, transgender. And one thing that's interesting is I'm not gonna play it, but the mermaid they or whatever they are was like, oh, like I'm real. I said, how'd you get inspiration to become a demon nun and a merman? You know, like, how'd you think of that? And they were like, said something to the extent of like, oh, I'm just really happy I was able to find myself. And what's interesting is the Bible says a man who seeks to find his life will lose it. Mm. And whoever loses his life will find it. Meaning, I think that's why I don't really believe in homosexuality. I don't really believe in transgenderism. I don't really believe these things are like actual identities. I think that there's a lot of these things are a result of trauma or nature versus nurture that we can get into those arguments. But I think that the point is that the more that humans look into themselves to find out who they are, the more lost you become. Not everybody's going to get lost in the terms of sexual preference or gender identity, but whatever
it's
the world.
It's actually a total rejection of who they are and who they would design.
No, it's who God designed you to be. So whatever's, that's just what the world is displaying now. So that they're just taking in what the world is saying is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But every era has their own, you know, narrative of what the world is saying you are. And so what's really weird is like, nobody was born to be a merman. Nobody was born to be a demon nun with exposed breasts. That's not who you are. But the more that you look into the heart of man to discover your identity, the more you will become clouded and confused and darkened. Because it's like, you're an imperfect man. And then you look to an imperfect man who's looking to an imperfect man, and you go down the line, and it's like convoluted idea gets more and more convoluted until you become a demon nun.
It's like it's a game of telephone in the world.
Of morality.
And it's like you can't seek your identity through the world because the world is clouded by all these people who are Jadavian clownies.
And it gets more confusing as well because when you look at like the self-love movement, fat acceptance movement, they're like, love yourself, like, don't go to the gym, don't lose weight. Like, you need to love and accept yourself exactly as you are. However, if you think that you're a man or a woman, then you can go and take surgeries and change yourself and do this stuff. So it's, you're getting so many conflicting messages from the world as well about who you really are and who you should really love and accept as yourself. Because if you're overweight and fat and disgusting, well, you should love yourself exactly as you are. But if you are a man who thinks he's a woman, then loving yourself is actually changing everything about yourself. So everyone in that world is confused because you're getting so many different messages, and all of it is just totally lies and untrue about who you actually are. And they're looking for their own identity in who they like to sleep with, in who, what their everything, all their these weird outside things, rather than you never hear them talking about like, hey, I'm a really generous person, or I'm someone who I love to have a good laugh, or my friends. It's like never things that you actually like are deep things about yourself. Like, you know, it's all these things of like, what's between my pants or whatever. And it's like,
and then the feedback loop, it's like, then they hang out with other people that prioritize those things and think that way.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you're a demi boy. Oh, I'm a pan girl. And
I found myself now.
And they're like, oh, these people are
that's
accepting.
That's who you are. This who you squad. Are is who you but, like to have sex with. That's
guys,
your identity.
What you're failing to say though, is that how quickly this happens, how quickly that goes from the fringe to the mainstream, is because it's like, if we reject God and standard in society, these people quickly go from the fringe to the mainstream, and they quickly convolute the greater whole. Like, look at this next timestamp from the musical video. Like, how much fun Antifa was having in 2019. It was a total LARP. Look at this.
Band kids.
Do you guys know who this is? You guys called him a weird.
Andy No, right there.
I've never heard that one before. That's original, right? What is your main grievances against Andy those who are speaking? Dinesh. Man of color, Brennan Strock.
If this was now, they just immediately
they just hit us with a brick.
They just run at him and get him.
What's the thing that we're fighting, basically? I don't know.
I put everyone on Tifa's white, and they're fighting gays and minorities.
Wow.
That's good. Again. 10 out
of 7
out of 10.
Box carrier. He's my favorite.
So encouraging, Austin.
We got a pretty good. I imagine it'll grow for the night, though, right? This will grow.
Yeah, every time that guy Brandon Farley comes now, they just like, they just mace him.
I was very encouraging to that young man.
Yeah, even Elijah's like, yeah, don't worry. Some more people will show up for the protest. And they're like, oh, okay, thanks, dude. Like,
I'm like, I like the box you're carrying. Like, you're cool.
Yeah.
And they're like,
argh. They don't know how to respond.
We created Antifa. Watch this next clip.
Oh,
it continued to divulge. I just like these memories. It's just good. Look at this.
It doesn't get weirder than this, guys. My name's Elijah Schaefer, and we are here in Portland, Oregon. The first ever bright green, loving the high-vis balaclava. That's a great pickup. I love the high-vis. That's very in these days, as we all know.
Liberty, Caitlin Bennett, also known as Kent State Gun Girl. You know, she's always been very critical of me as friend, by the way.
This is a joke, by the
friend.
Way.
Love her. Amazing person. So why are you nice to these people? You're the one missing out on the rock party, Caitlin. Take that, Liberty Hangout.
Oh, yeah! And we just rock.
I put the X over the flag.
Wow.
These are our friends.
Caitlin Bennett asked why we're nice to Antifa and dance with them. What would you say?
They're not being violent out here, so they're
that's changed.
Antifa for Trump.
Antifa for Trump.
Portland is the weirdest city I've ever been to.
The specter of
you wonder why Antifa is always going after lightweight people? Because
say pee pee poo poo.
Pee pee poo poo.
Now he's gay.
Okay, got it.
Now he's gay.
You're gonna have to bleep this, but the phrase "I f*** God, now he's dead." My producer's agnostic, and even he's probably just like, "Oh, I probably wouldn't say that."
Hello.
Yeah, if there's a God, he's sending you straight to hell for that one.
Very nice. Why are you guys protesting? We may not agree politically, but I think we should bridge the gap and see if we can find some common ground. What are you guys mad about?
No common ground.
There's no common ground.
Agreed. And you know what? We're going to talk about that because this is where things changed. They got to the point of like, there's no common ground. Our common ground was humor. But before we jump in the next segment, guys, I got to tell you about something amazing. Most of you guys know that the world is crazy. There's inflation. We've talked about stocks. You don't know what to do with your finances, but I'm going to tell you whether you're going to get a car or you're going to get a house or you're going to refinance your student loans. There's one way to actually save money without making more money, and that's by getting your credit score higher. But a lot of you guys don't know what to do. A lot of people in the country are getting higher, but they don't know what to do with their credit scores. Let me talk to you about something called ScoreMaster. Now, anyone who uses ScoreMaster average raises their credit score up to 61 points in 20 days or less. 61 points. So this is important to tell you this, because this is not just credit repair, this is credit science. Say your credit score was in the high 500s to mid 600s when you bought that new car. If you'd gone to Scoremaster first and raised your credit score, just the average of 61 points our listeners get, you could have saved $9,000 to $9,000 on your car loan. And if you'd gone to Scoremaster before applying for a home loan, which a lot of you, of course, are trying to do, and raised your score just the average of 61 points that our listeners get, you could have saved almost $100,000 over the life of your loan. So I'm going to tell you, you literally cannot afford to not use Scoremaster. They put you in control of your finances, not the banks. I'm telling you this. I got such bad rates on my student loans originally, not just because of my credit score, but because they obviously, the government thought I was cool to just give 150 grand to an 18-year-old, even though I can't even get, you know, a car loan. But anyway, I'm like, I need to refinance these loans. I got to pay them off. So I need to get my credit score up. So if you go to scoremaster.com/offense, that's Scoremaster, that's score, scoremaster.com/offense, you can enroll in minutes and you can see how many points that you can add to your credit score. Visit scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense. Find out right now how to save money on whatever you're trying to do, whether it's that credit card rate refinance, that home loan, that car, whatever it is you're looking for, please go to scoremaster.com/offense. Find out how to raise your score up to 61 points in just 20 days or less and actually get control of your finances. Please, you cannot afford to wait. So obviously they said that there was no common ground, which I now agree. They were there before us. And that's the key thing about the left. People like to say we're the extremists. No, they set the precedent and we responded. Mm-hmm. Some people think that's a trap. It's not. We just have to know who the people are. They've set themselves up as enemies. Now, early on, obviously, we knew a little bit that they were violent, a little bit. Specifically, young people were violent, right? We had this incident that happened in front of Maxine Waters, who regularly encourages violence. This is out in front of her office inside of Los Angeles. Let's play a little bit of this. We knew that they were violent. This was early on in 2018. We knew that they could get violent.
I'm going to predict this. I'm going to be a prophet. We're going to start getting flack from people.
We get that you brought your tongue to minority, but that doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want.
I'm not. I'm just asking questions. So this sign, did you make it yourself, by the way?
Yes.
Cool. And it's got basically Putin set up on here with it. What?
Motherfucker right here.
We're actually centrist.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I started this as a centrist. I did. Like genuinely. Like liberal on some things, conservative on others, pretty middle ground.
I used to say, this is what I asked him. I'm normal.
Slightly offensive with Black Mike. That's our name.
Okay, what you here for?
We're here to interview and ask people questions.
Young people are really out of control. You know, they get really aggressive, easy in Los Angeles.
Not a lot to lose.
Nope. Off to come from broken homes.
Back. They get let out of jail if they get arrested.
So
I would have protected you if I was there.
I don't know. You can't really protect people from young. When young people get in mobs and get out of control, it's not a lot you can do.
Yeah, the mobs form pretty quickly. They love it. They live for the mob.
And it takes just like someone to throw something from far away.
And then everyone backs them up.
Yeah. Well, they usually escalate with the drums, too. Once the drums come out.
Yeah. And they get in the mob. They get in these mobs, and they come very aggressively at you because it's that youthful energy. It's a lot of calcium in their bones.
And the barometer is just like the most reckless person sets the tone. So one person's willing to be crazy and reckless. Now the whole mob is reckless.
But we knew that things were going to get out of control. I got into a stranger's car just because they had to rescue me. And people don't know how bad it was. They had pipes, like metal pipes and bats. And this is how we knew it was going to get bad. When they started to attack me, the main news crews put their cameras down. So when the violence started happening, they stopped recording the protest out in front of Maxine Waters' place because it didn't fit the narrative. And that's right. What I knew. I went on record after saying in 2018, oh my gosh, they said they were going to kill me. They came after me with weapons and the news wanted to purposely not show that. That's the start of the media being complicit in left-wing violence.
That's why we did it. That's why we started a lot of this. It's I used to see the news be like, oh, the protesters are mad at Trump again.
Yeah.
This time it's about his taxes or Stormy Daniels or Russia. Mm-hmm. But they would never go to the person and say what did Trump do with Russia? They would just say, oh, there's 1,000 people here. They're all upset. They must be onto something. So the media's lack of coverage and the media's removing of things and leaving things out and taking things out of context is what kind of inspired us, I would say, to get going. But also it created a lane for us that needed to exist.
You otherwise, have to step in and become the new media.
Exactly. Because otherwise they won't. And then it's just if you malign these people and misrepresent these events, by the time the truth comes out, these people are going to be so emotionally worked up that you can't save them. And then we're going to have two groups going like this.
Right.
Which is basically what happened.
Yeah.
And they were burning American flags and dancing in the street at that event. And they called it a peaceful protest. I remember that. I go, and then, oh yeah. And then KTLA, that was the first time I got called an alt-right podcaster. And I was like, what? Like I remember they didn't even call me. They didn't talk to me. They had my name. They just labeled me. And I go, oh, the media is trying to start a race riot. Well, let's just say they eventually might've gotten their way. This wasn't the first time people were violent and starting to get away with it. We did an event. This is when Antifa started to rise at Long Beach State University. There was just a simple turning point speech, and we started to see the rise. This is where Asians, you know, Asians can be very violent. I mean, don't mess with Savannah, but I'll tell you this. Check this out. We went to Long Beach State. This is where we ran into some characters like Melted Candle Face. The violence started becoming repetitious, actually, and they started getting away with impunity. I mean, we have a lot of videos with violence, but check this out. We were there together.
Yeah, I think talking about it is definitely, and like having the respect to talk to a person that is the complete opposite of you is also part of it. But I think activism like this is also effective too.
And I want to thank you very much for actually having a conversation, by the way, because most people won't talk because we are right-leaning, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
You lied to me.
What?
You're twisting everybody's words around.
I never even edited the video.
You're lying. You're baiting people into giving you responses.
I never did.
Yes.
What response?
You're baiting people right now. Get the fucking shit out of my phone. Talking about it is definitely, and like having the respect to talk to a person that is the complete opposite of you.
And I want to thank you very much for actually having a conversation, by the way.
Get the fucking shit out of my phone.
Don't you hear what you
did
said?
Did you see that right now?
The ghetto bird is here.
Did you see James Clue, back in his early onset before he took a 1-year hiatus. Now he's back working for Newsmax. But like, that was what we started to see is like the vibe, like they were like.
Didn't they put like a stink bomb in the back of your hoodie as well or something like that?
Yeah, that was pretty epic. And they did it really stunk. And they threw chalk at us.
Yeah, and you drove us home after that. It was a bad car ride.
Yeah, they stuck a stink bomb in my hood and they were like, hee hee hee. But the point was, is that speaking of that, can we stop the white hate? Can Asians stop attacking white people? Like, that's a real thing.
How about that lady saying it's so important to have a conversation with people who think the opposite of you? Like, that's what this is all about. And you're like, thanks, I appreciate that as a right-leaning person. And then she was like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, did you not hear what you said? Or did you not mean what you said? Or is it a lie and you're just covering yourself? Or are you just like so blinded and confused that you don't even see the irony?
Mm.
And it's like, oh, you're going to take these out of context and make these videos. I get accused of that all the time of like selectively editing. It's like, guys, I asked what you're doing here. And you said, oh, Trump's racist. And I said, what did Trump do that's racist? Mm. And then you said, I don't know. Like, I don't have to edit that hard. It's not like I don't know from a different question.
Yeah.
It's just, you know. So they didn't – I think that's what kind of led to the escalation too is the embarrassment because, like, they would talk with us and then the video would come out and then they'd be like, damn, this is not what I thought it was going to be. And then they see us at the next thing and now they're a little more amped up and excited to see
us. It's really not a lot of emotional or intelligent maturity there.
No one's in charge either. Because if you were in charge and wise and the most emotionally intelligent person, you wouldn't allow the group to do what it's doing. So it's like Lord of the Flies. It's like chaos. It's just these people just running around. No one's in charge. Everything is upside down. There's no bearings.
Mm-hmm.
There's Dammy Boy. There's Pangirl. I don't even know what the things are, but that kind of thing. And there's no bearings. There's no reality. It's just backwards world.
It is weird too, though, because, you know, it's like, I said, I went from the video before saying I'm a centrist, then saying I'm right leaning. And then like she like literally like, swatted the domino over and was like, oh, now he's like full blown right wing. like I became very over the years, my views became more focused. And I think that's where a lot of like people like the theocrats and people that are out there that don't understand where they think they have a monopoly on like, you know, like the left thinks they have a monopoly on the left wing ideas. The hardline right thinks they have a monopoly. Like most people actually start somewhere in the middle and through real world experiences sort of understand how the world really works. And it's uncomfortable to accept right wing ideas. That's the problem. That's why it's easy to demonize the right wing because the ideas are hard to swallow because they don't seem nice, but they're real. Like they're based in reality, not what feels good. And reality sucks sometimes. And it's sometimes hard to accept the fact of how the world really works because you don't want to think humans are that like stupid and that the world really needs what it needs. It's like you don't really want to think that hitting your kid, like spanking your kid, is going to help them. Like as a parent, you naturally think I just want to love my kid and hug my kid. It's like no. Sometimes you got to like smack your kid.
Discipline is important
to help them. Yeah. And that's what right wing ideas are. Where it's like you don't naturally want those to be the ideas that work for the world. So you want us to be more like center and liberal. And then you go, if we allow those ideas to fester, they create chaos and dysfunction in society, which is why I want to end on this next video to where this is where the transition happened of like waking up, of going, this is not just like a game where we can be centrist or right leaning. Like, we've got to choose to stand up for what's right because of who we're fighting. And this is like where Fleck is. You were like, you knew what was going on. Let's play this.
In the country.
Got it. I actually don't want to chat today, but thank you so much.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It's very satanic here. It's very loud. It's very car horny. A lot of yelling and confusion and shouting and weird costumes. A lot of chaos and confusion here.
Literal Satan.
Why do they all wear bizarre costumes to protest? Like, how does that help your movement? It's like, you're not regular people out who are like working, hardworking people. You're people in costumes. Who are you?
And like, if you're driving by on the road, you wouldn't see that group and be like,
very
oh,
satanic.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe I joined, which is actually our benefit.
They don't
yeah.
talk to you because you don't what?
Behind you.
Oh, cool.
It's transgender awesome. Just could harassing
you,
us.
What's up? Do you want to take a picture of us?
All right, we can cut it. But I think that's where we woke up. And to kind of wrap it up here, I mean, and realistically speaking, like, this was the evolution. Like, it was from here, it went from fun to trolling to this, to where, let me go to my screen here. Let me see if I can get my screen. To like, we're making a podcast. Check this out on my screen. We're having fun, making a podcast. It's like, goodbye, California. Why am I leaving California? Escaping the mob, roasting socialism. California just got worse. Karen called the cops. And then it like immediately escalated to like burning down America.
Mm.
We're like, we woke up and it was like, these are no longer demi-boy fembots, you know, whatever they were. These became global terrorists who were sanctioned by the state. And we've changed into a new era where it changed from, this is where like even someone was like, are you sanctioning political violence? No. But this is where they went from realizing that like they were going, our ideas aren't good, so now we've got to use violence. And they were very effective with it. Obviously, we saw with the Chauvin trial. They weren't good. We were beating them. So they had to change the algorithms, go full in fascist mode, change algorithms, rely on censorship, rely on mob rule, rely on fortifying elections, rely on violence to get their way. We exposed them. We did our job. And that's the sad part, though, is it I don't know if we accelerated it, maybe, because we showed them like, you're not, your ideas ain't gonna win. You can't beat us. We're one little guy with a spoon, and we can defeat an entire protest with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, okay, fine. Well, now we're gonna slit your throat, shoot you, and we're gonna take over your country through illegal means. And then they did it.
Yeah. Remember when they hunted down Trump supporters and they killed that one guy? It was like, oh, okay. Like, now, at one point you thought defeating us like that woman in that last video recording you. And it's like, ma'am, like, can you not see the huge camera that's like recording me also? Like, you think that you recording with your phone is going to like defeat me or something? But now it's like, oh, let me get this gun and actually kill a Trump supporter. Okay.
I'm glad we got out of there. Cause our friend Kalen, who covers a lot of the protests and like the riots and stuff, who did it along with you, he was attacked in LA just a few weeks ago.
Bad concussions. Could have died.
And they were just like, oh, that's the guy from 2 times ago. Go get him. And they attacked him. It was brutal.
It's dangerous now.
We just got out.
Well, let me say this. On that note,
Italian
guys.
Job.
On that note, that's the evolution of a leftist. And we'll continue to see. We'll probably have another follow-up to one of these again in like a year. Actually make another one. But before we go any further, please remember that if you make it this far in the podcast, please leave a 5-star review. You don't know how much that helps us out a lot. We're fully demonetized everywhere. I mean, they've really wrecked this channel, but who cares? But by leaving a 5-star review, it lets the Blaze know, it lets advertisers know that you love and support this show. So please go to Apple Podcasts. If you don't have an Apple, you don't like them, go to Google Play, go to Spotify. There's not a lot of other options. iHeartRadio. Leave that review. Please subscribe. It doesn't cost you anything and it helps us more than you want. You also might get your review read on air. Let's read 2 reviews here. We got one review from Iliki. I don't know how to say that. It says, Elijah and Sav make me laugh so hard while making me feel way less alone in this crazy world. When I listen, I know I'm not the insane one and that is actually really helpful in today's society. That's why they want to actually silence all of us so that everyone feels insane.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't too many people left willing to call things like they are and break out of the clown world we've all been thrown into. And I'm so glad Slightly Offensive is doing it every week. Thank you. We also have one from Milk Toasty Fun, which sounds very suggestive. I like where you're going with this. It says, great show. This is in my top 3 podcasts. Oh, great. Okay. Forget about the top 17. Great discussions and perspective on topics that are more common sense that shouldn't necessarily be politicized. I love how he rips on both parties. I have a similar perspective in that both sides are just trying to pander to their constituents. On that note, guys, Thank you. Please remember to support us at blazetv.com/Elijah to become a member and help us fight censorship. My guest today was Austin Fletcher of Fleckus Talks. Please follow him everywhere that you see below. Specifically, subscribe to his YouTube. Also, check out his amazing merch shop, which will be linked shopfleckus.com, I think it is. It's really amazing. You can get that. We also have Kez from Crocs On, who is coming and hanging out, who's been along for the entire journey. You can subscribe to her YouTube and her Instagram and wherever else you can find her. For Slightly Offensive, my name is Elijah Schaefer, top 17 host of the Best Worst Show on Blaze TV. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.